The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Looking for a versatile, welcoming and accessible space in South Invercargill? The Pod, the heart of South Alive, offers flexible venue hire options perfect for meetings, workshops, celebrations, trainings, community gatherings and more. With three adaptable spaces and a registered kitchen now available, there's even more opportunity to gather, connect and create. Why choose the Pod? Versatile. Our spaces can be configured to suit your needs. From boardroom style to theatre setting, casual gatherings to hands-on workshops. Neutral and welcoming, a bright modern space designed to suit a wide range of users and occasions. Accessible, convenient location in South Invercargill with accessible facilities to ensure everyone feels welcome. Kitchen available, perfect for catering, cooking classes, shared kai or food-based events.
This is Stories from the South on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Kia ora and welcome to Stories from the South on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. It's our show dedicated to celebrating South Invercargill, brought to you by South Alive. South Alive is a community-led organisation focused on building pride in South Invercargill. We have an awesome network of volunteers working on lots of different projects, like community events, community gardens and orchards, sustainable living initiatives and much more. I'm your host, Courtney Allison, and today on the show we will be chatting about all of the events that we've had this season. It has been a very busy month of events, both past and coming up, and of course our usual shout out to our volunteers and our supporters that help us out. So first, some news from South Alive. As I said, it's been a busy month of events. We've had our series of pop-up park parties that ran for three Thursdays in a row, and they were fantastic. We started off small in numbers, but at one of our biggest parks, at Bain Park. Then we headed to Four Far Crescent for a wee play there at the playground, and then we wrapped things up at the Dipton Street Playground. Such a cool series of events. We loved popping out to the parks that you, the community, voted for. So you took us to some different places we perhaps might not have been otherwise, and it was just really cool to celebrate those local parks. One of the other cool things about those events that I really appreciated was seeing all of the young people coming along. Often they would get there before we would, and they'd be there eagerly awaiting the party to start at the park. And I'd pull up with the car full of all the games and the music and the sausages for the sausage sizzle. And the amount of kids that lent a hand, and that was sort of, you know, they'd run up and be like, can I help unload? And they would help unload the things, they'd get everything set up in the park. And it just was that really, that volunteering in action. They probably didn't realise they're doing it, but they're, you know, our future volunteers of South Alive, really. So very cool to see the community spirit and everyone pitching in to help make those events happen. So it's been, three busy weeks of pop-up park parties, and then we wrapped them up with Children's Day at Elizabeth Park last Sunday. The weather gods were not in our favour that day, as they were for the pop-up park parties. We were very lucky for those three Thursdays, but unfortunately Children's Day wasn't quite the same. The wind and the rain came pounding down as we finished setting up around 11:30, ready for the event to start at 12. But despite that, 12 o'clock rolled around and we just were blown away by people starting to walk in the gates of Elizabeth Park to come along and join in the fun of Children's Day. So a massive thanks to those people who braved the weather and came along to join in the fun of the day. We were really, really impressed to see a few hundred people still show up. And despite having to finished the event a little earlier than anticipated, we still managed to have about an hour and a half of fun with lots of different activities on offer. We had parkour, the fire engine was there, South Centre had some water and messy play, we had the library making badges, we had EXO Church doing the face painting, we had Disc Golf South there who had some discs that they were giving away and letting people have a go at disc golf with. We had South and Kindy there with some kimu, some little games. We had inclusive activity in Mirahiku and Southland football with some inclusive football games being played. We had Greenlight Innovations there giving away free comics, which they do regularly as part of their free comic book day event at the library. But they had a few extra ones that they came along to Children's Day with to hand out. And we had Bernardo's there with some badge making, some balloon animals, and a wee Polaroid photo booth. And then we, of course, as South Alive, had some old-fashioned races, your old egg and spoon and sack races. We had some bubbles. We had some outdoor games. And, yeah, just a whole lot of fun was had. So the weather certainly didn't help and didn't play in our favour, but we managed to have a lot of fun with all of the organisations coming on board to help. It's also been Heritage Month. Heritage Month runs for the whole month of March. But we had, on Friday, we had a talk from Wendy MacArthur, who is a local historian who just has an absolute wealth of knowledge. And so she was sharing some of that in a little kōrero about South Invercargill down in our community room. So it was great to have her in our space. She's, like I say, a wealth of knowledge and has been helping out on with our South Invercargill Heritage Trail at times as well. I think she's written a book about street names that has been a great resource for us in developing our heritage trail too. And there's also going to be an art exhibition for the month March in our community rooms where we often hang our art down the hallway there. And that's celebrating again the heritage of South Invercargill. And this week we've also had our walkway party. This is celebrating the walkways that run through South City, and they're a great network that connects from Tweed Street to Elizabeth Park. Awesome potential, but currently not looking the flashiest. So it's been identified by people in our community that there was a lot of graffiti and rubbish down these walkways, and so we've done a number of working bees to tidy up some of the rubbish, to clear up some of the graffiti, and then we've also painted Tadeo bird names on the fences, which each section of the walkway has a Tadeo bird name, and so we've painted those bird names onto the walkway fences. But that's really just the start, and so this walkway party was really an opportunity for the community to come out and say, what could we do to really improve these spaces, and also an invitation to get involved. I often talk about volunteers on this show, and volunteers really are the heart of South Alive and what we do. But we know sometimes people can be a little bit shy to put up their hand, and so this really was an invitation for people to see how they can contribute, particularly for those people that perhaps live in that local area and use that walkway all the time. They can be part of the change and making that a really vibrant place. So really cool to have a party in that walkway and see what the community has to say. If you missed it, still reach out and get in touch. We do have a wee video on social media of what's been done so far, and the collaboration that we're doing with Active Southland on this walkway, because they've got an active transport person, Laura, who's going to join me on the show in the future to talk about the project some more. And obviously it's a great resource for active transport. So whether you're walking or biking or scootering, that's a great network to use where it's quite safe. You're off the road, out of the way of cars and things, but you can be quite well connected. So we're partnering up with them to do this walkway project. So check out either the Active Southland or the South Alive Facebook page, and you'll see that wee video about what's happened so far, and then also that invitation to get involved. So that's some of the things that have been happening. What's coming up? We've got, I thought February was busy, but March is just as busy, if not busier. So we've still got lots of awesome events coming up. 28th of March is a big day. We've got our first craft swap for the year, which is always a really popular event. So that's where you can bring your arts and crafts supplies along. You just bring them down to South Alive, the pod, and you hand them over to the ladies who run the event. They set everything out on the table, and then come 11 o'clock, they open the doors, and it's all there available for people to come and take a look at, and you just take what you like the look of or that you think might be useful for your next craft project. So there's no exchange of money. It's just come along with your old craft supplies and swap them and take away some new ones.
Summerfest is a youth-led event taking place at South Alive on the 28th of March from 1 p.m. till 4 p.m. Celebrate our amazing young talent with live performances from Bless Studio, Te Waka o Te Ukio, Maya, Soraya, and Distorted Chaos. There'll be a free photo booth, games and activities, youth organisations, youth stallholders, and heaps more. You can pack a picnic and bring the whānau down. Treat yourself at one of our food trucks. This event is completely free. South Alive, 262 Ness Street, Saturday 28th of March from 1 p.m. We'll see you there.
And then the following day, on Sunday the 29th of March, we have our Mirahuku, well, we don't have, we're heading along to the Mirahuku Marais Community Open Day. So I think this might be the third year that it's been running, or it's certainly the third year that we're heading along anyway. So the Mirahuku Marae organised this wonderful open day for the community. It's a chance for everyone to come along. Everyone's welcome. It runs from 10 till 2. And there's all sorts of performances, activities like poi making, weaving, there's stalls, there's tangwa, takaro, there's food trucks, a whole lot of different activities happening, and a chance to come along and see that beautiful space that is the Mirahuku Marae, and learn more about what's happening with all the different stalls that are on offer. So yeah, we're heading along, we're having a South Alive stall, so it's an opportunity to come along and have a chat with us, hear more about all of the different projects and groups and things that we have happening, and yeah, see what else is on offer, enjoy the performances and the food trucks. So that's happening at the Mirahuku Marae on Tramway Road, Sunday the 29th of March from 10 till 2. And it's time now for our volunteer spotlight. So I talk a lot about volunteers on this show, because they really are the heart of South Alive and what we do. They are the people that make all of the wonderful projects and initiatives happen. And so this week we're shining the light on our beautification team. So they are the team that look after our community gardens and our community park down there at the pod on Ness Street. And so they established these community gardens, gosh, it must be about 14 years ago now, because we've just celebrated our 14th birthday. So they've been around for, yeah, well over a decade. And they are the team that now continue to look after them. There's 18 colourful garden beds there and a tunnel house. So a huge resource that is there for the community. The vegetables and things that grow there are all available for the community to forage. So you're welcome to go along and help yourself to what is growing. I guess just common sense applies. Take only what you need. Pick the produce rather than the whole plant, and wait until the produce is ready and ripe. And if you're not sure, the team have put in some wonderful little signs now so that that you can know if things are still growing. They'll put a little sign there that says, please don't pick us yet, we're still growing. So you can go and have a look around some of the other garden beds for things that are ready to pick. But as I said, it's a group of volunteers and they're always looking for a few extra hands to help them out in the garden. As I said, there's 18 garden beds, so it's a lot to look after, but with many hands, it's an easy task. So if you're interested in being part of the beautification team or helping out in the community garden, then pop along and see them. If you're listening to this live on the radio, there is actually a working bee happening right now, so you can head on down as soon as you finish listening to the show and join in with the working bee. And then join us for a potluck afterwards, because as we do a couple of times a year, we have a volunteer potluck happening on Saturday. So the working bee starts at 10, the potluck starts at 12. Bring a plate. You don't have to, it's a volunteer potluck, but you don't have to be an existing volunteer. It's a wonderful way to meet our existing volunteers and hear about what all of the different things that are happening as part of South Alive's work. You can learn more about the community garden, but also about all of the other volunteer groups and the ways you can get involved. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, sorry you missed our potluck and working bee, but there's always more happening. Our beautification team meet on the first Saturday of the month, and they usually have a working bee then, if the weather allows. And yeah, we can just reach out and get in touch with us, and we can let you know when the next working bee is happening. And finally, it's time for our supporter shout-out. We always like to end the show with a thanks to a local business or organisation that has supported us. And as I said, Children's Day was a massive event that we held recently, and it really only works because we have so many different organisations come along and support us by running an activity. So that enables us to really run a free day for our community, so that everyone is welcome to come along. It's accessible to everyone. But it enables us to run it at a very low cost because each organisation comes along and runs their own activity. So a massive thanks to all of those organisations that came along. A quick run through, there was NZ Parkour, NZ Fire and Emergency, South Centre, Invercargill Library, Youthline, EXO Church, Disc Golf South, Southland Kindergarten Association, IAM, which is Inclusive Activity Mirahuku, Greenlight Innovations, Salvation Army Corps, Barnardos, and South Alive. Oh, I don't need to thank ourselves. But anyway, those were all the organisations that were there running activities for our Children's Day. So a massive thanks to them. Many of them have come year after year, and we just love having you back running those fun activities for our tamariki. And thank you for joining us today with Stories from the South on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. If you're interested in volunteering or coming along to any of the events we've talked about today, check out our website southalive.org.nz, phone us on 218 6882, or pop down and see us at The Pod, 262 Ness Street. While you're on our website, you can also check out the news tab and you will see a link to this show on Spotify. Follow us there and you can tune in each time a new show drops. This show is available as a podcast from Radio Southland's website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the programs tab.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.